जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी। जय यशोदनंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय ब्रज जन रंजन रंजन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय यमुनाती रावण चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमती श्रीवाइन ग्रह सभा चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमती श्रीवाइन ग्रह भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन की ब्रज भूमि से वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा द्वारकापुरी धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जग गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की भक्ति देवी श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की कलयुग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ಜನ ಜ್ಞಾನ ತಿಂಡಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋದಿಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾಮಯ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ನಮಃ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣದೃಷ್ಟಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವ ಗೌರವಾನಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೀ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೀ. ನಮಃ ವದನ್ಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮಿನೇ ಗೌರತ್ವಿಷೇ ನಮಃ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನದಂಡೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯೇ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಮುಖಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಘಯತೆ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃತಾತ್ಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರು ದೀನತಾರಿಣಂ. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯೈಶ್ವರಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ ಅಸಾಧುನಾ ಸಾಧುತಾದಂ ಅತಿನೀಚೋಚ್ಚತಕರ ಹನುಮಂ ಚಾಕದಾಚಿಂ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನತ ಕಂಠವ್ಯಸ್ಫುರ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ವಿ ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ ಟು ಅವರ್ ಸಂಡೇ ಫೀಸ್ಟ್ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್. ಆಸ್ ವಿ ಆಲ್ ನೋ ದಟ್ ಸೂನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಚಿಂಗ್ ದ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಅವೇಟೆಡ್ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಇಯರ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೌರ ಪೂರ್ಣಿಮಾ, ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಗೌರಂಗಾಸ್ ಅಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್ ಡೇ. ಸೊ ಐಲ್ ಬಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ on this theme of Lord's appearance. So it is said that chaitanya nitai katha sunale vrudavatha chiratare aya sunischita krishna anuraga ho vishaya asakti kshaya shrota labhe nija nitya hita. That what is the benefit of hearing about Lord Gauranga or Chaitanya Nitai Katha, the narrations of Lord Gauranga and Nityananda? what it can offer to all of us. Why we should hear? There are so many things to hear in this world which can please our ear, which can please our heart. But why to hear about these two great personalities? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Akhir kyun? So here, the shloka is explaining that Sunila Ridhaya Vyatha, that by hearing this katha, Vyatha of the heart, Ridhaya Vyatha, will be gone. Whatever distresses, whatever anxiety one is experiencing in his life. And now, nowadays everyone is thinking this, actually during this time, what is everyone is thinking? Garmi bahut ho raha hai. You go anywhere, bahut garmi hai. Why? Because that pangs of material nature, that distress created by the change in atmosphere is troubling people. And not only weather change, but there are so many things are changing in our life. And that is creating trouble and anxiety. And the people, the heart is burning. So what is the solution for this burning heart? And it is not that somebody is spared from such anxieties, such disturbances of the material life. Whoever you are, wherever you have to experience the burning heat of material nature. One time, a servant was serving in his master's bungalow. And every day, whenever she would sweep the particular bedroom of that master, that servant would look at the bed, and that bed was such a marvelous piece. And that servant would always think, when will I get this? So one day, what happened? This master had gone out. And while brooming, while sweeping, while cleaning the room, that servant just went closer to the bed and started, you know, just looking, kaisa hai, kya hai. And as he was tired of doing household work, he immediately fell asleep on the bed. Meanwhile, what happened? The master who had gone out, he came back. And what he saw, to his horror, that the fellow who was serving in the home was sleeping on the bed. He became furious. He took out a stick and started beating the servant. How dare you sleep? What do you think of yourself? And some or other, this servant was, first he was getting beaten by the master. He was yelling, please forgive. And after some time, he started laughing. So master got bewildered. You know, till now he was yelling in a pain. Now why is laughing? So then he became curious. The master became curious and he asked him, hey, what happened to you? Why you are laughing? So the servant told that I slept for 1 hour and I am getting so much beaten by you. Now I started thinking that every day you sleep in this bed, how much beating you must be getting. Isn't it? So no one is spared of the material pangs. Heart is burning. So whether he is a master or whether he is a servant, Ridhaya Vyatha. Chaitanya Nitai Kata Sunal Ridhaya Vyatha Chiratare Yaya Sunishchita. Then what happens? Krishna Nuragahai that affection for the Lord, attraction towards Lord gets takes place in the heart of that person. Krishna anuraga hoy, attachment to the Lord, attachment to Lord Krishna. We are attached to so many things of this world, and to give up that attachment is very, very difficult. And then what happens? The next thing, which is more important for us, is Vishaya Asakti Kshaya. That Krishna Anuraga Haya, that for attraction towards Lord Krishna is born, and Vishaya Asakti Kshaya, that detachment from sense enjoyment or detachment from material enjoyment takes place. That is the important aspect of attachment to Krishna. Automatically it happens. And when someone develops that attachment or attraction towards Lord, detachment is natural from material enjoyment. And that is what Lord Krishna talks in Bhagavad Gita. Raso varjam rasopyasya. One becomes automatically detached from the lower pleasure of this world, and he becomes attached to the higher pleasure. So these are the benefits of hearing narrations of Lord. Chaitanya Nitai Katha. So one of the important thing, people are always bewildered in this world. And what is that bewilderment? The bewilderment is that, is Lord really divine personality? When he appears as a human being, because as a human being, there are so many limitations someone can observe in his life. And to see a divine personality like Lord coming to this world and performing his pastimes or performing his activities, that bewilders the mind of the people of this world. Ki ye sahi mein Bhagwan hai kya? You know, there are so many questions you come across. Ki ye ek shreshth vyakti hai? Is he a great personality or is he a God? And therefore, people mistook even God as a great personality or some another personality of this world. And another mistake to do, that they make some ordinary person into a great God, a divine personality. And because of lack of knowledge, what exactly God means, people do such thing, rejecting the right person, accepting the wrong person as God. So therefore, the scriptures and the devotees of the Lord, they reveal what are the characteristics of the Lord. If one has to accept someone as God, then what are their characteristics? They might be acting like, behaving like human being, but they are nonetheless transcendental to all such human frailties. Na vidyate yasya janma karma eva va, na nama rupe guna dosha eva va. Tathapi lokapya sambhavaya somayaya tanyanukalam richati. Na vidyate yasya janma karma eva va. This is one of the prayer the elephant king Gajendra offered in glorification of the Lord. When he was calling out for the Lord's help, he was describing the personality of Godhead. Who exactly is he? Wo kaun hai aur wo kaise hai? So what he is describing? न विद्यते जन्म कर्म एव वा. That Lord does not have ordinary birth. Lord does not perform ordinary activities. And nor did he has a mundane beauty or mundane names. So somaya anukalam ruchyate. Eternally he is being descending to this world so that human beings, they can relate to the Lord and get attracted towards him. And for that reason, he appears in different forms. Sometimes he appears as Lord Krishna. Sometimes he appears as Lord Ram. Sometimes Gauranga. Just for one reason. To attract the heart of living entity. So, on the basis of this, we are going to discuss these five aspects of Lord, that Janma, Karma, Naam, Roop, and qualities, how they are transcendental, and how Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, displayed these divine qualities through these five aspects. So, first we'll discuss this. Na vidyate janma. That Lord does not have an ordinary birth. What does it mean? What does that mean, that ordinary birth? As we know, and very nicely explained in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, how a living entity takes birth in this material world. A man and woman come together and the life is formed. And Kapildev start explaining what are the factors that affects the birth of a living entity in this world. And the foremost thing is what? Karma. Karmana deva netrena jantur hi upapadyate. That according to the previous karma, a living entity has performed in his previous life, that becomes the direction, that becomes the destination for a living entity to take birth in certain family, certain form, with certain beauty. Now, karmana daiva netrena. So, how he has been directed? Through his karma. And then, he has been placed in certain womb of a mother. Kalalam teka ratrena, pancha ratrena budbudam, dashahena tukarkandu, peshandam vatataparam. How that living entity develops his material form. The description in the womb of a mother is been given here. What happens? Kya hota hai? How that living entity develops his body into the womb of a mother is very nicely explained in this verse. It is said that kalalam tveka ratrena, that the living entity start the fluid start fermenting, and on the fifth day it turns into bubble. So before getting the body, the living entity is bubble, in the bubble form. Pancharatrena budbudam, and dashahena dukarkandu, and then after 10 days, that the body, that emulsification of a fluid, they start forming. It takes starts taking form. Dasha henatu karkandu peshindam tataparam. And then gradually, every month, that fetus starts growing in the womb of a mother.
Shete vinmutra yogarte sa jantur jantu sambhave.
So, what happens to that fetus in the womb of a mother? That the fetus grows and remains in that abominable residence. So, what is that residence? That residence is of vinmutra yogarte. That residence is made of stool and urine. That living entity is staying in that abominable residence.
And what happens? Jantur jantu sambhave, which is that residence is a breeding place of other insects. Similarly, insects grows in filthy place. The same insects are there in the womb of a mother, and that insects starts biting the fetus in the womb of a mother. And what happens when this insect starts biting? That fetus falls unconscious again and again, because he cannot bear that biting. Hena, what if a mosquito starts biting? What if a snake bites? What if a scorpion bite? Hena, will not be able to survive. Similarly, definitely this insects are not poisonous, but its biting inside the womb makes that fetus fall unconscious. Just like we all are falling now, isn't it? So, he starts feeling agony inside the womb. And one day it comes. What happens? Patito bhuvi means he falls down on the ground. How he falls down? It is explained that Shungishra Vishta Bhumuki Cheshtate. He falls down on the ground, smeared with the blood and urine and the blood. And he starts playing in that substances. Just like other worms and insects, they play in that womb. That is the birth of a living entity in this world. So, do you think Lord is also taking the divine personality like Lord Krishna and Gauranga, Lord Ram? Do they take birth like this? No, na vidyate yasya jarma. The birth of Lord is not like this. Then how is it? That beautiful description of Lord Gauranga's appearance is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. One day, Jagannath Mishra went to Mother Sachi, and he started explaining his experiences, what he is experiencing during those days.
Jagannath Mishra kahe sapnaya dekhilo jyotirmaya dhana ridhaya pashilo.
But one day, Jagannath Mishra went to Mother Sachi and he told Mother Sachi that I saw a transcendental, beautiful dream. So what did you see in that dream? Mother Sachi asked. He said that Jyotirmaya Dhamma, an eternal abode, of effulgent abode of the Lord, Jyotirmaya Dhamma, Ridhaya Pashila, that eternal effulgent abode of the Lord entered in my heart. And what happened after that? What did he see?
আমার হৃদয় গেলা তোমার হৃদয় হে না বুঝি জানিবে না কোন মহাশয়। Then what did I see? I saw that effulgent personality, that abode, that dham, after entering in my heart, it entered in your heart. Amar hridaye haite gela tomar hriday. It went into your heart. He na buji jani bena kono mahashay. And I was just thinking, who is that person who has entered in your heart now? And then Sachi Devi, Mother Sachi, also started narrating her experiences, how she is feeling during those days. What experiences she had. She was telling that, Sachi kahe muni dekho akash upare divya murti lok sab ye na stuti kare. What do I see? I have seen so many celestial personality assembling in the sky. And what they are doing? And they are dancing in ecstasy and they are offering glorification of the Lord. I could see sometimes they are in the sky. Sachikai muni deko akasha upare. That I could see such divine personalities, such celestial personalities. They are coming together and offering glorification of the Lord. So this is what, and nobody offers any prayer when child is in the womb, an ordinary child. Isn't it? Have you ever seen that people are holding into hand and they are offering so many prayers? It's hardly seen. But when Lord has to appear in this world, we can see such divine signs that take place. These are the experiences. And no ordinary personality can say, "Arey, when my child was in the womb, I could see that there are great personalities offering prayers and they are offering, they are showering flowers on me." Huh? No, our mother never told like that. When you were in the womb, that I could see so many people are in the sky and they were showering flowers. Anyone of you, if is there, please. It's difficult, you know, to experience such thing. But here we can see that Mother Sachi was narrating this. That she could see that divine personality, celestial personality is appearing in the sky and showering flowers, offering glorifications. And Lord, see, we can never choose how to take birth and when to take birth. Why people go to astrologers? Graha kharab hai. When you took birth, which graha was there? That affects your life. That means you cannot choose कौन से ग्रह में मुझे birth लेना है. Can we? Which nakshatra you have to take birth? It's very difficult. Next to impossible. We can never choose which should be our parent. Did we choose our parents? No, we couldn't. But here, when Lord has to take birth, He can choose His parents. He can choose time of His birth. So, when Sachi Mata was holding Lord Gauranga in her womb, so that boy was not coming out. Even after 9 months went by, it was 13th month, still the boy had not come on this earthly planet. So everyone was thinking, what is going to happen? Why is this child is not taking birth? So they went to Nilambar Chakravarti, who was the father of Mother Sachi, and he was also a great astrologer. So that time Nilambar Chakravarti, he told Mother Sachi that a great personality is going to appear. So do not worry. He will choose time when to appear. And one day, what happened? So it is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Jagat Bhariya Loke Bole Hari Hari Sei Krishna Gaur Krishna Bhume Avatari. So Lord chose his time when he wants to appear. When did he appear? When there was eclipse and everyone was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. To explain the purpose of his appearance. That when everyone was chanting Lord's holy name, that time he chose to appear on this planet. Nadiya Udaya Giri Purna Chandra Gaura Hari Kripa Kari Hai Lava Daya Papetama Haila Nash Jatri Jagatara Ullas Jagabari Hari Dhani Haya Nadiya Udaya Giri Purna Chandra Gaura Hari Kripa Kari Haila Uday. What is said here? That just like we cannot order that sun please rise. Isn't it? Can we order? We can order please bring pizza. Huh? Please bring dosa when we go to restaurant. Isn't it? But can we order that I am feeling tired, please sit down. To sun? No. It will rise, it will set as per its own will. Isn't it? The time. He has already been set. Krupa Kari Uday, Lord Gauranga appeared by showering the mercy. That Krupa Kari Haila Uday, where he has appeared? Nadiya Udaya Giri. Behind the mountains of Nadiya. Means Giri means mountains. So Nadiya Udaya Giri. From there Lord has risen on that Gaura Desh. And what he is doing? Just like when sun rises, it dissipates the whole darkness of the world. There is no need of any electricity when sun rises. There is no need of any other lamp. When sun rises, everything is insignificant in front of the sun. Similarly, when Lord Chaitanya appeared on this planet, what he did? The first thing he did is Papatama Haila Nash, that he destroyed the darkness of the scenes. And you all should know that Kali Yuga is full of sin. People who have sinful tendencies. Papatama Haila Nash. And when such sinful things or the sins are destroyed, everyone experiences happiness. Trijaga Tera Ullas. The happiness is experienced. So sometimes, you know, people, they keep complaining, I am not able to experience happiness. Why? The reason is, because when there are sins, or the sin which are accumulated, they prevent us to experience happiness. So, papatana hoila nash, tri jagatera ullas. Jagabari Hari Dhani Hoya. So how to destroy that? That sin or sinful tendencies? हरि ध्वनि होए। Whenever there is Lord, whenever or wherever Lord's holy names are chanted, that destroys not only sins but sinful tendencies in the heart of the living entity. So this is the appearance of the Lord. He chose His time to appear. Na vidyate janma. This is the first aspect. And we all have taken birth. And Lord has also appeared in this world. But it is not ordinary birth. That birth is not ordinary. The second thing which has been described here is karma. After taking birth in this world, we all are eager to perform activities. And mostly, we perform activities for what reason? To prove our capabilities, to show to the world how great I am after all, isn't it? Unless you perform your activities, people would not come to know, people will not come to know that how great you are. So activity becomes the cause of your miseries and cause of happiness also, because when you perform activities, when people think, oh, wow, then you become happy. And by seeing your activities, people boo you down, you know. When they say like this, oh, aajkal to virtual ho gaya hai. If somebody says like this, then people go in depression. Isn't it? By seeing your selfie, by seeing your video, if you don't get more likes, immediately it creates unhappiness. So when we perform activities, because we are not perfect, and therefore for that reason we have to show, we have to express, we have to perform activities so that people come to know ki yaar ye bhi hai, great sir. This is the one reason. And the second reason is to agar somebody, okay, you have to show yourself. And the second thing, to establish your superiority. You might be performing some activities, but there are many who perform activities. The second foremost driving reason to perform activities is to establish your superiority over others. You perform activity for this reason. And a man is known by his actions. So Bhagavatam explains very nicely about the activities of living entity. Why he performs activities after all? Nunam pramatte kurute vikarma yadindriya prita prunoti na sadhumanne yadatmanoyam asannapi klesha dayasa deha. Nunam pramatte kurute vikarma. So, when people are mad after having such thinking to establish oneself, to express his superiority in this world, he becomes mad. Nunam pramatta. Pramatta is very, pramatta means sufficiently mad, Prabhupada writes. Although like mad hota hai, means हम आजकल ऐसे चलते चलते जानने लेना मैड है. वी जनरली यूज दिस वर्ड मैड है, बट प्रमत्त मीन्स सफिशियंटली मैड, मीन्स देर इज नो अदर ऑप्शन अवेलेबल. बेसिकली दैट मीन्स नूनम प्रमत्ते कुरुते विकर्म. सो टू फुलफिल द डिजायर्स ऑफ सेंसेस ही अंडरटेक्स एक्टिविटीज. Prabhupada was walking down in one of the Australia's busy road, hai na, jaise apna idhar road hai, hai na, our road is also known as 7 km Mumsi Marg, ya fir Slater Road in Mumbai, Peter Road. So Similarly, in Australia, one of the busiest road where Prabhupada, along with his disciples, were moving. So, and there was a lot of rush over there. So, disciples told Prabhupada, this road is known as Paramatta Road. Paramatta. So, after seeing the hustle and bustle and so many people running like So, Prabhupada said, yes, this is Paramatta Road. Everyone is sufficiently, because everyone is running to establish. Nunam Pramatte Kurutim Vikarma. Yad Indriya Preeta. Why is performing activity? Because of Indriya Preeti. Ye jo Indriyo se prem hai na. Preeti. Not Krishna Preeti. Not Bhagavat Preeti. But Indriya Preeti. And what happens? Kleshada Asadeha. This body, even after performing so many activities, what he experiences, nothing but the miseries or unhappiness in his life. It's very difficult. And the next verse, immediately, Shukdeva Goswami says, "Are after all, he should be victorious, isn't it? He is taking so much of trouble in his life. Day in, day out, people are working so hard. So he should be victorious at the end, isn't it? Vijayi. Everyone wants to be Vijayi, victorious. But immediately, to dispel this doubt, that please do not think if somebody is performing so many activities, is working day in, day out, he will be victorious. Nahi. Parabhavasta vadabod jato yavan najidna sitatma tattvam yavat kriyanta vad idam manone karmatma kamyena sharira bandha. Parabhavam tavad abhod jato. Are even after working so hard, establishing himself in this world, does he become victorious? No. Parabhav. Parabhav. Tava abhod jato arabhod. Even after achieving such a great position, such great amount of wealth, establishing himself in this world, after all, what happens? Parabhav. Uska kya ho jata hai? Parabhav ho jata hai. So you must be knowing there was this is American president. It is like American president is considered one of the powerful position in the world. This in 70s, I believe, this person called Ronald Reagan. He was American president. He was ruling the, practically was ruling the world, isn't it? He had achieved which so many people are aspiring for. He has established himself being that powerful personality. He was famous. But after some time, what happened with him was that he got an Alzheimer's disease. And he was so much disease, he was dilapidated in his old age, that he would forget what was his identity. So people would have to remind him that, Baba, you are Ronald Reagan. You are Ronald Reagan. You were American president. Even that he would forget. Parabhava tavat abhod jato yavan jidna sitam atma tattvam. If somebody does not inquire into the atma tattvam, into the transcendental subject matter, all his activities leads him to the defeat in this world. So, Lord also performs activity. So, does he perform activities like this? It is explained, no, it is not like that. So, how he is performing the activities? It's been explained here that Yajnanamattam Bhuvanam Dayalur Ullagayannapi Akarot Pramattam. See, here again, it is said Mattam and Pramattam. I'll come back to that. So prema sampada sudayad vitehan Sri Krishna Chaitanya manum prapadde. That Lord also perform wonderful activities. What? Sudayad bhuta. Adbhuta ka artha kya hota hai? What is the meaning of adbhuta? Wonderful. Iha means activities. Ihe. Adbhuteha. So what was the wonderful activity Lord performed? Aise kaunsi karya, hai na, karma. Bhagwan ne prastut kiye, jo bhautik jagat ke logo ke liye bhi asambhav hai. So what he is saying, this is Rupa Goswami is telling to all of us, that yo adnyanamattam, kya? Adnyanamattam, those who are mad into the darkness of ignorance. Adnyanamattam bhuvanam dayalur. And that merciful Lord, what he did? Ullagayan api akarot pramattam. ऐसे मैड लोगों को, ऐसे मत्त लोगों को जो अज्ञान के अंधकार में घिरे हुए हैं, उन्हें भगवान ने क्या किया? प्रमत्त कर दिया. मत्तम. सो लॉर्ड अगेन, लॉर्ड मेड पीपल प्रमत्त, मैड. बोले यार क्या बोल रहे हो आप? अभी बोल रहे हो हम मैड है, फिर भगवान आया, फिर उन्होंने मैड बनाया. व्हाट इज द पॉइंट? बट वेयर डिड ही, हाउ ही मेड देम मैड? ही मेड देम मैड सो प्रेम संपदा, बाय गिविंग द वेल्थ ऑफ हिज ओन लव ही मेड पीपल मैड. And that is what? Means you have to be mad, either for material things or by practicing devotional service behind the Lord. And these are the activities of the Lord, that whoever came and ullagayanam, so he rejected, he gave the process to the people in general, where they can experience the love of Godhead. And that is wonderful activities of the Lord. No other incarnation gave love of Godhead to the people. But when Lord Gauranga, he came, he distributed that love of Godhead. And whoever he may be, so that is the adbhut karya of the Lord Gauranga. So, one of the devotees, once Gauranga Prabhu was explaining this story, it was a very interesting story, that how, that earlier, this devotee was mad after something, and when he came in the association of the devotees, when he got attracted towards Lord Gauranga's movement, how he became mad after Lord and his process. So one day what happened, a devotees were doing Sankirtan and they heard something strange. This was in Amsterdam in Holland, in that country. So it's very rare to hear Lord's name. So they heard, when they were on the Sankirtan, so they heard Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And that time, of course, ISKCON was not that much known, and Krishna was also not known to the people. So when devotees were doing Sankirtan, they heard, "Yaar, somebody in this land of Holland calling Krishna, Krishna," and that also in the middle of the street. Actually, these are the symptoms of Goswamis. Hey, he Radhe, hey Vraja Devike, hey Nanda Suno Kuto. They were chanting the Lord's name, they were calling Radharani, Krishna on the grooves of Vrindavan. Hey, aap Krishna kaha ho? Hey Radharani, aap kaha ho? And what they are hearing in Holland, that somebody is calling Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So they thought, "Are yaar, how come this great devotee has appeared here?" So when they just went to the place where this person was calling Krishna, Krishna. "Well, what happened? Why you are calling Krishna, Krishna?" They were curious. "Well, kya hai?" "No, what happened? My wife had a dog, and somehow, don't know, she had kept that dog's name was Krishna. And since morning, that dog is missing. So now she told me that go and find out where is our dog. So I am on the mission to search that dog. And therefore I am calling Krishna, 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 where are you, where are you?" So now devotee said, "Are, anyway, he was searching for dog. And you know, when devotee meets someone, they don't leave him without giving something. So then they gave him a book and they said, 'Are, you are already devotee, you are calling Krishna's name. So why don't you come to the temple?' And he came to the temple and he got associated with, he was associating with the devotees. Took up to the Krishna consciousness. And today he is a sannyasi. He is running after the holy name. He is giving holy name to the people. So adbhut karya, you know, how Lord's activities, about what he gave. He turned Prakashananda Saraswati, who was a hardcore Mayavadi. We don't have time, otherwise I would describe that past time also. But how he, by his activities, simple activities, he took a humble position. Just performing that, seeing that activity of the Lord, that he is sitting where everyone was washing their feet. By seeing that one activity, Prakashananda's heart melted. And he became a devotee. And not only that, thousands of his followers became devotees. So these are the attractive and the wonderful activities of Lord. Then the third thing which has been described over here, that which is not ordinary, is na janma, na karma, na nama. The name of the Lord. And now when we call Gauranga, so it's not ordinary name like what we all see in this world. That one of the well-known novelists, he has written this thing. And it is very famous in the world. What is that? After all, what is there in the name? A rose by any name will smell equally sweet, isn't it? Agar rose ko kal aap mogra bolne lagenge, so will it smell like different? No, it will not smell mogra. It will smell the same way. So he said that what is there in the name? And that has become a norm. Naam mein kya rakha hai? But here means we generally give name, and I once this also Gaurang Prabhu was explaining this once that we all have agreed to call this thing as a harmonium, this thing as a plate, lead, this thing as a glass. So we all have agreed, just for practical sense, to call certain things. This is as a kartal. कल को कल आप अगर हमने सब ने सोच लिया, if we all decide, we will call this मृदंगा. Will it affect its quality? It will ring same way. अब मृदंग को कल करताल बोलने लग गए हम, तो वो मृदंग बोलेगा नहीं अभी मैं करताल जैसे बजूंगा, आप मुझे करताल बोल रहे. Will it happen like that? No, it won't happen like that. So therefore he said, नाम में क्या रखा है? What is there in the name? है ना? And our Radha Gopinath Prabhu also keeps giving this example. Naam hai Nayan Sukh, lekin aankh se andhe. Hai na? So, name and the quality doesn't match in this world. But it is not with the Lord's name. Lord's name is transcendental. Just like what has been said? Our Acharya said that ye je Gaurangera namule tara hoye premodaye. Just by chanting the Lord Gauranga's name, in that person's heart, love of Godhead takes birth. Tara hoye premodaye. It starts rising in the heart of that person. So it's not some ordinary name. And in this world we have seen, people want to change. I was just seeing, you know, why people want to change their name. Koi bolega yaar astrological reason hai, thoda name change kar leta hu. Sometimes the most they have seen, the data has been speaking that people want to change their name because they don't like their name. Apna naam usko acha nahi lagta. So sunne mein, kehne mein, so they keep changing their name. That is the foremost reason is been given, that they don't like their name. And the same one story was explained about this Hamsadutt Prabhu, that he was also of that, that means when he, before he came to Krishna consciousness, his name was Hans J. Carey. But he would not like his name because he had bad experiences. Because he was immigrant from Germany and he was staying in US. So by its surname, he would be identified that he was immigrant. And therefore, the connection hai na, jo apne biradari ka ya apne aise jo connection hota hai, he would not feel from Americans. Hai na, India wala kaise, India wale ko jahan bhi dekh le, है ना, इमीडिएटली यू फील कनेक्शन, अरे यार इंडिया का है, इंडिया का है. सो व्हेन ही वाज ग्रोइंग अप, सो इन हिज स्कूल ही एक्सपीरियंस दैट बिकॉज ऑफ हिज नेम मेनी ऑफ हिज फ्रेंड केप्ट डिस्टेंस फ्रॉम हिम, दे वर नॉट जेलिंग विथ हिम प्रॉपरली. एंड व्हेन ही केम टू कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस, ही थॉट इनिशिएशन के बाद अपना तो नाम चेंज हो ही जाएगा, एवरीवन थिंक्स, एंड देयरफॉर मेनी पीपल आर वेरी मच eager, or initiation ko, initiation ko, because you get your new name. So he was also thinking that, are yaar, in now we'll get initiated, I'll get initiated and then my name will be changed. So he was thinking, my name, generally your first name, first letter of the name, and then you get a spiritual name. So he was thinking, my name starts with H, hence, H-A-N-S. So what I will get? So he was thinking, I will get Hanuman Das. Oh, what a name, isn't it? Or other way, if not Hanuman, then Hari Das. So he was thinking in that way. And the day of initiation came. And Prabhupada gave the name. That now your name will be Hamsadutta Das. And he became, Hamsa? Again, Hamsa is there? I was hating that name, Hamsaduta. Then he asked, Prabhupada, what is the meaning of this Hamsaduta? So Prabhupada said, you find out. So he asked, where? Srimad Bhagavatam. And that time only 3 volumes of first canto was there. And he couldn't find. It went on. He was also married. So generally, for married devotees, they used to take this name. Hamsaduta Das Adi Kari. So the same name. Adi means the prefix were suffix and prefix. Na? So Adi Kari means the Kari is there. And Hamsadatta, so Hamsaduta means Hamsa is there. So means Hamsa J Kari. So it was there. So he was really getting irritated with this. And he was very much eager, curious. What is the meaning of this name? So one day, he sought out the opportunity. I'll ask Prabhupada, what exactly the Hamsaduta is? So then, he went and he asked Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was explaining many other names. That, okay, Shivananda means this and this. And Brahmananda means this and this. Krishna Das means this and this. So now Hamsaduta Prabhu also got excited. Well, now it's my turn. Now it's opportunity. Abhi poochulunga. Then he went and he asked Prabhupada, who is Hamsaduta? Prabhupada said, you are Hamsaduta. So people that name generally don't like. And many have applied for changing the names. And I have seen many have changed their name also. But the Lord's name is not ordinary name. It is explained that just by chanting one holy name of the Lord, you have been delivered from unlimited sins. Vartamanam cha yat papam yad bhutam yad bhavishyati tat sarvam nirdhatyashu govinda nam kirtana. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What happens? वर्तमानम च यत् पापम, आपने वर्तमान में, इन दिस लाइफ, व्हाट एवर सिनफुल एक्टिविटी यू माइट हैव परफॉर्म्ड, वर्तमानम च यत् पापम, यत् भूतम च यत् भविष्यति, व्हाट एवर यू हैव परफॉर्म्ड इन द पास्ट, नॉट ओनली इन दिस लाइफ बट इन द प्रीवियस लाइफ्स, एंड यत् भविष्यति, जो आगे करने वाले हो. Don't plan. Whatever somebody is going to perform in future, all such sinful reactions to sinful activities has been destroyed by the fire of the holy name of the Lord. Govinda Nala. Govinda Nala. The Nala, Anala means fire. The holy name of the Lord is compared with the fire and it can burn all the sinful reactions of a living entity. That is the power of the chanting one holy name. And we can see in the life of Ajani that when he chanted the holy name of the Lord, the first time when he chanted Narayan, that time all his sinful activities, all his reactions were burned to ashes. So when somebody is chanting, that is the power of the holy name. And what this holy name does? Holy name has a power to reveal our own identity as a servant of the Lord. That is the power of the holy name. No other name can bring this realization to living entity. That is the power of the holy name. And therefore, we chant the holy name of the Lord. And we keep chanting the holy name of the Lord. Because it is not ordinary. It is not mundane. The quality of the Lord and the Lord and the name of the Lord and the personality of the Lord is same. And we have seen the effect of this holy name. So many people have given up their bad habits. So many people have given up whatever wrong activities they were performing in their life. They have developed sensitivity. They have developed nice behavior just because of the chanting of the holy name. This transformation can be seen practically in the lives of people. So where that power is coming? That power is coming through the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Lord's holy name, Lord's name is non-different from the Lord. When we are chanting, Lord is present over there. So that is the name of the Lord. That it is not ordinary. And the fourth thing which was described in this verse, that which is not ordinary, is beauty of the Lord. Roop. Roop, you know, most of us, we get attracted by the beauty of this world. Sleek phone. What it looks, my observation is that what looks in the photograph or in video is not actually on the reality. Huh? That is one of the experience which I have. Oh, megapixel mein wo photo itna beautiful lagta hai. Even if I see my photo, I look very nice in the photo. But when I see in my reality, oh my God, it's horror, isn't it? So, don't just go on the, like what photo shows to you or what film shows to you. But even if it is, in reality, if you have some beauty, and it's attractive, isn't it? So, Rupa, it keeps attracting us in this world. But, time is such a thing, it removes all that beauty. All that sense of beauty from your mind. Somebody said that mehengi ghadi pehenne se samay hamara nahi hota. Isn't it? Agar aapne mehengi ghadi pehen li, so don't think that now time is yours. Abhi samay hamara hai. Aur mehengi car kharidne se samay aapke saath chalne nahi lagta. Aur mehenga ghar rehne se समय आपके साथ बसेरा नहीं बनाता. टाइम टेक्स अवे एवरीथिंग. सो ब्यूटी ऑल्सो फेड्स अवे. एंड हु गेट्स अट्रैक्टेड टू अवर ब्यूटी? हार्डली फ्यू थिंग, फ्यू मिलियन. नॉट इवन, यू हैव नेवर सीन समबडी गेटिंग अट्रैक्टेड, और डॉग और द कैट गेटिंग अट्रैक्टेड टू योर ब्यूटी or your strength, isn't it? It's never been like that. So our attraction of our beauty is also limited. And over the, as time passes, your beauty also, you lose your beauty. But the beauty of the Lord is not like that. Ananda lila maya vigrahaya hemanga divya chabi sundaraya tasvai ma prem rasa pradaya chaitanya chandraya namo namaste. Ananda lila maya vigrahaya. The activities of the Lord is giving joy to the people who are watching, who are hearing. And hemanga divya chabi sundaraya. Chabi means the form of the Lord, Rupa. Rupa of the Lord is so beautiful that everyone, Hemang Divya, it's like a golden, the gold which has been molten, and the vapors coming out of that golden molten, that is the color of Lord Gauranga. Hemang Divya Chavi Sundaraya. And when people saw that beauty, they forgot everything of this world. And they started chanting the holy name of the Lord. See, even the beauty of the Lord attracted them to chant the holy name. And that was the astra of the Lord.
Hari Hari Baloka Anandita Hana Chamatkar Paila Prabhur Sondarya Dekhina.
Chamat, they experience Chamatkar. Everyone wants to experience magic in his life. Are kusto magic ho jaye hamare life mein, isn't it? Chamatkar. Chamatkar dikhao, chamatkar. So here, when the people saw that the Saundarya Dekhina, when they saw the beauty of Lord Gauranga, Ajanu Lambita Bhujo, his hands were reaching to its knees. Kanakava Dato. Kanaka means golden, it's a golden like form. Everyone got attracted.
Gauradeha Kanti Surya Jiniya Ujval Aruna Vastra Kanti Tahe Kare Jhalamal.
That Gaura Kanti, Lord's that form, and the dazzling, Lord was wearing yellow garment. It was shining and attracting the heart of each and everyone.
आसे आये लोक हवे नहीं समाधान लोके रसंगेटे दिन हैलावसान.
That when people saw the beauty of the Lord, they forgot whether it is day or whether it is night, isn't it? And they forgot where they are.
लोके रसंगेटे दिन हैलावसान.
So many people came to see only Lord Chaitanya. Who comes to see us? Everyone is thinking he is. The mentality is that everyone thinks, however he might look, isn't it? He thinks he is the handsome person or the beauty queen. And they don't want to see others. But when Lord has shown his form, everyone forgot. Chamatkar, that is the magic. When one forgets its own beauty and when somebody gets attracted to the Lord, that is real chamatkar actually.
So when Lord was, and he used this as a weapon to attract people.
And everyone was immersed in the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So this is what Lord's beauty is. And we generally keep giving this example, that Lord Krishna was 125, almost that estimated, 125 year old on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He was looking like 16 year old boy. Nava yavanam cha. So Lord never loses its beauty. And that beauty attracts everyone's, the charms the heart of living entity. So the roop of the Lord, the beauty of the Lord is also not mundane. And the fifth thing which has been described here, guna dosha evava. And Gajendra is saying that Lord does not have mundane qualities and does not have mundane fault. Mundane quality means what? Whatever, like, this example was also given by Gaurang Prabhu once, that
that just like when there is a pot of a basmati rice cooked and the smell is taking place, means smell has been spread all over your home, isn't it? So everyone will, wow, when I will have it. And if you keep that rice there itself for 3 days, not in the fridge, even if you just keep it outside, the smell of that rice, even if it is basmati, what will be the smell? Will turn. You will say, throw this rice as soon as possible. The quality changed, isn't it? 3 days mein kya hua woh rice ka? What happened to that rice? The quality of that rice, which was basmati, abhi kya kar raha hai? Bas maar raha hai. Isn't it? Meri mati kharab ho rahi hai abhi se. So, similar, such qualities, Lord's qualities are not like that. It is said that Lord was compassionate in previous yuga. Lord is also compassionate in this age also. ऐसे नहीं कि चलो अभी कलयुग आ गया तो वो थोड़े उन्होंने अपना जो क्वालिटी है वो चेंज कर लिया. पहले भक्तवत्सल थे, अभी भी भक्तवत्सल ही है. अर्लियर ऑल्सो ही वॉज गिविंग मर्सी टू द डिवोटीज हु आर सर्विंग द डिवोटीज, एंड टूडे ऑल्सो ही विल बी गिविंग मर्सी टू दोज हु आर सर्विंग द डिवोटीज. अभी ऐसे नहीं कि कलयुग आ गए तो सब लोग की इच्छा है बॉस बनने की, है ना? तो अभी लॉर्ड ऑल्सो विल गिव दैट अपॉर्चुनिटी. दोज हु विल बिकम बॉस, दोज हु विल डायरेक्टली सर्व मी, दे विल रिसीव माई मर्सी. ओ डिवोटीज को सर्व करके जो मर्सी मिलना था, मीन्स वॉट एवर मर्सी इफ यू हैव टू रिसीव बाय सर्विंग द डिवोटीज, इट वॉज टिल द्वापर युग और टिल त्रेता युग. नाउ इन कलयुग रूल्स चेंजेस. Now I have changed my quality. No, it is not like that. Lord was Bhaktavatsal in Treta, Satya Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, also in Kali Yuga, even in 21st century. So this quality of the Lord is never changing. So Lord, and sometimes we have seen people, yesterday, Yugavatar Prabhu gave Prerna class and he was giving a very nice example. That the difference between new teacher and the old teacher. What happens? New teacher, when he comes in the class, so he is very liberal. Ki jo bhi karna hai bachche, acha acha, ye karna hai karo. Wo karna hai, okay, do that. So, students they like very much ki ये नया टीचर जो होता है, मीन्स हु इज न्यूली रिक्रूटेड इन द स्कूल और इन द कॉलेज, ही इज क्वाइट कंजेनियल टू द स्टूडेंट्स, वेरी लिबरल. एंड दोज हु आर ओल्ड प्रोफेसर और द टीचर्स इन द स्कूल, स्टूडेंट्स एक्सपीरियंस इज दैट दे आर वेरी खड़ूस. So he was saying that why this happens? Why that quality changes? Because of the students, the teachers get so much chastisement from the authorities, then he decides, ki are baba, how I have to act? I need not have to be liberal with the students. I have to be strict with the students. So time has changed its quality, being liberal to the strict. Kiki experiences. So Lord is not getting, arey yaar kal main bhaktavatsal tha, or lekin that fellow exploited that quality of mine, being bhaktavatsal. He was very sinful yesterday, and what he did, he served my devotee. Abhi maine to bola hai. I have already told that I will be merciful to the person who will be rendering service to my devotees. So now I have to change him. Yesterday he was sinful, that person also took my mercy. So now I will change today. And Kali Yuga to bhar bhar ke hai, isn't it? So it is not that Lord does not changes his qualities even if such experience he is experiencing. No, he maintains that. And to explain this the story of a dukhi. Now just see, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he bestowed his mercy on this personality. She was unknown, this Dukhi, that is the name of the lady. And she was serving in the house of Srivas Thakur. So one day, what happened? Lord asked this to Srivas Thakur. श्रीवासे रस्ताने प्रभु जिज्ञासा अपने प्रतिदिन गंगा जल कोन जन आने. सो वन डे इन क्यूरियोसिटी बिकॉज व्हाट वुड हैपन लॉर्ड वुड डांस इन एक्सटेसी एंड यू वुड फॉरगेट एवरीथिंग व्हाट इज हैपनिंग एंड आफ्टर व्हेन यू वुड स्टॉप सो ही वुड बी इन अ ट्रांस. So sometime what would happen, after dancing for long hours, he would take bath after dancing. So either he would take in Srivas Thakur's home or he would go to river Ganga. And most of the time he would take bath in the home of or in the house of Srivas Thakur. So one day he asked this question, Nada, Srivas, please tell me, who brings this Gangajal every day for my bathing? So Srivas Thakur said, Yatakshana Prabhur Ananda Nitya Hai Tatakshana Dukhi Punya Vati Jala Vahe. So whenever you dance, my Lord, that this pious lady, Dukhi, Dukhi was her name. She brings water for you to take bath. Lord heard that. When he heard that, so earlier in people would keep their children's or daughter's name Dukhi because of so many children. They would die prematurely. Or as soon as they would take birth, or they would have miscarriages. So they would keep the son or daughter's name Dukhiya. Shamanan Pandit's name was Dukhiya. Why? Because eight of the children, children's were dead before he was born. So it was people's faith that if you keep the name like Dukhi, Dukhiya, so the misfortune will not struck this person. He will think, "Arey yaar, already ye Dukhi hai, Dukhi hai." Usko aur kyun? Already, and sometimes it is said, "Already hara hua hai, usko kya harana?" So already he is Dukhi. So why make him more miserable? So her name was Dukhi. So he said, Srivas Thakur said, this Dukhi, that pious lady she brings that water. And it's not that only once she had brought. Puna puna ganga jala vahi apane. Puna puna. Every day, again and again, she would bring that water and she would arrange nicely for Lord's bathing. And that day, then Lord said, श्रीवास बोले प्रभु दुखी वही आने प्रभु बोले सुखी करी बल सर्वजने. Everyone should say now onwards what? She is no more दुखी, she is सुखी now. See, Lord had on the spot initiated two great personalities which we have heard. That when Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik came to see Lord Chaitanya, they were also great devotees of the Lord. That time, immediately Lord said, Today onwards you will be known as a Roop and Sanatan. Means on the spot initiation. And here, and I have come across this third one, that where Lord is directly saying, now your name is Sukhi. Now you will not be called Dukhi. And everyone should call her Sukhi. So, this is what the Lord's quality is. She was serving the devotee of the Lord. She was not directly, she was just a maid servant in the house of Srivas Thakur. She had that heart to serve the Lord. And just because she was serving the devotee, Lord felt compassionate. Lord showered His mercy upon her. And He made her Sukhi. That is the power. That is the quality of the Lord. Vrityara vritya karimani. Please make me the servant of the servant of the Lord. And then what happened? See here, again there is another beautiful narration that it is said, Sarvabhoma grahe yadi dasa dasi kukkur. Sarvabhoma ghare yehi dasa dasi kukkur. That Lord is saying to Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya that even if there is a dog in your home, servant, Das Dasi Ye Kukur. To them I will give my love. To them I will make glorious. What to speak of your relative? So this is very important. How Lord is mercy means to show His affection towards His devotee. Lord is ready to do anything and everything. I mean, now what, if you see Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, his son-in-law was blasphemous towards Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if somebody is blasphemous towards you, will you feel to give your good wishes to that person? It's very difficult. Agar koi aapko ek gali bhi de de na, to jeevan bhar log kehte uska muh nahi dekhunga. I will not see your face. That much grudges, that much hard heart we become, you know. Hard-hearted we become. And we don't want to see anyone. Or somebody insults you. But here if you see that Lord Chaitanya was blasphemed by a son-in-law of Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya was disgusted with this. He wanted to punish his son-in-law. But Lord said no. Because he is your relative, I will give my mercy to him. So Lord is not seeing that whether this person is blasphemous or somebody is serving the devotees. So, means Dukhi was serving the devotees. But Lord has that principle, that gun, that quality. Whoever is connected to my devotee, I will give my mercy. So He has not changed that quality in this age of Kali Yuga. And then to conclude this pastime, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that Prema Yoge Seva Karile Krishna Pai Matha mundai le yama dandana edai. Are prema yoge seva karile Krishna pai. If you want to attain Krishna or Krishna prem, so what you have to do? Prema yoge seva kari. Serve with the loving heart, not grudging heart. Are karna hi padega Prabhu ji. It's not that way. Dukhi was not thinking, "Arey, water bottle lana hi padega." no, preme seva, no, prema yoga seva. When somebody has a loving heart, affectionate heart while performing the service. Karileya Krishna Pai. Krishna is very easy to obtain. Matha mundaile. Even if you show externally you have renounced this world, Vrindavanadas Thakur is saying, Matha mundaile means you shave up your head and wear saffron clothes. Matha mundaile. Even if you do that way, Yamadanda na edai. Don't think you have escaped from Yamadanda. External show, Lord does not appreciate. Lord knows what is going on in someone's heart. How much love that person has. What thoughts he is having. So he could understand what is going on in the heart of a dukhi. He knew what was going in the heart of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And then he decided to give mercy. Kularupe dhaneva vidyay kichunai prema yoge bhajile se Krishna trishta hoy. That kularupe dhaneva vidyay kichunai. What is your kula? What is your beauty? What is your wealth? And what is your intelligence or knowledge? Kule rupe dhanya va vidya kichunai. This is insignificant in front of Lord. You cannot purchase Krishna through all these things. Then what do you need? Kya chahiye akhir mein? Prema yoge bhajile. When somebody offers that love, that affectionate service to the Lord. Prema yoge bhajile sei se Krishna tushta hoy. Krishna becomes satisfied by that small amount of service. And that is the quality of the Lord. He will never see externally how big you are or how small you are. He always sees prema yoge. And that is what Gauranga Mahaprabhu is giving us. To experience that love of Godhead. To serve the Lord. And go back home, back to Godhead. By following the process of chanting the holy name of the Lord. And we should keep going in this process of chanting and hearing. And that is these are the qualities of the Lord. And we should never think that He is ordinary personality. Whatever He is giving is ordinary thing. His appearance is ordinary. Just like I celebrate my birthday, so Lord ka bhi birthday hai, chalo celebrate kar lenge, isn't it? No. It's not ordinary day. Gaur Purnima, Janmashtami, Ram Navami, Varaha Dvadashi, Vaman Dvadashi. These are the extraordinary days. We should celebrate with great pomp, with great heart, isn't it? Grateful heart. And we can take maximum benefits of these days. So we should not be in dilemma that whether God is human being or divine. He is divine. And we can see the activities, the name, all these things is not ordinary. What effect they have brought in people's life. And what destination He is offering to each and everyone. So that is the beauty. And that is the strength of the Lord. So one time, I'll finish after this. That one time, Mahabuddhi Prabhu, one of the Prabhupada disciple, his service was to distribute cookies to the devotees. So Prabhupada was giving talk and whenever somebody would get up and would go out of the hall, so Mahabuddhi Prabhu would give cookies to that devotee. So one time, two time, Prabhupada saw. And then Prabhupada asked him that, why you are not distributing to everyone? Why not for all? So Mahabuddhi Prabhu said, told to Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, when they leave, I will give them. So Prabhupada immediately said that devotees never leaves Krishna. And everyone cheered, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. For no reason, thinking that Krishna is ordinary or Lord Gauranga Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the process is ordinary. So I will take up something else. Devotee never leaves Krishna. So this should be our meditation, and we can absorb ourselves as this upcoming Gaur Purnima is coming. We should read, we should hear, and we can distribute this to anyone whom we come in touch with. So I'll just summarize what we discussed today and we'll finish today's class. So I was discussing today that how Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, they are not ordinary. And when we hear such pastimes, or when we hear katha of the Lord, three things happens. One is, the pangs of the heart, they are relieved. We experience the happiness. The second thing, what happens is, it invokes the attraction towards Lord, Krishna Priti. And third thing, what happens is, Vishaya Asakti Kshaya, means the attachment to sense enjoyment or material enjoyment, it starts decreasing. This is the effect of the Lord's katha or the chanting of the holy name. Then we discuss that people, they keep thinking that, are, is Lord God or Lord is human or is he divine? It looks like human, but is he really divine? So we took that thread and then we discussed how Gajendra was offering this prayer to the Lord, that you take birth in this world as human being, but you are not ordinary human being. Your janma, your karma, your rupa, your naam, your name, and your qualities, they are not of this world, but they are transcendental. And each thing, like janma, how we take birth and how Lord has taken birth, how we perform activity, what results it brings, our activities. When Lord performs activity, what result it brings, that we discussed. Then we discuss how Lord's holy name. We discuss how somebody said there is nothing in the name. But in spiritual life, everything is in the name. Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela. When we chant the holy name, everything will be revealed. So therefore, Lord's name is also not ordinary, and it can bring so much of transformation. The holy name of the Lord has a potency to reveal our identity, being the servant of the Lord. So that holy name is not ordinary. And then we discuss the beauty of the Lord, how our beauty fades away with the time. Time does not spare anyone. But Lord's beauty is always there. And everyone gets attracted. People started chanting the holy name of the Lord just seeing the beauty of the Lord. And is there anyone, any pracharak, by seeing that person people started, except like pure duty of the Lord. People, we have to tell them, Hare Baba, these are the things, please chant the holy name. Even after telling that, people, they don't chant. But Lord's beauty, just seeing that Lord's beautiful form, people took up to the practice of devotional service. That is the beauty of the Lord. And then we discuss guna and dosha, the qualities. The qualities, and there is no fault in the Lord's personality. So he is, whatever qualities he had previously, still there. He is Bhaktavatsal, still today he is Bhaktavatsal. And we took this example that Lord, if he has told that whoever is there in relation with the law, in relation with my devotees, or even if somebody is serving my devotees, I am guaranteeing that that he will be delivered. I will give my mercy to that devotee. And what we have to do? We have to take up this process, serve the devotees of the Lord like Prabhupada and his disciples, Guru Maharaj, and make our life successful. That is the goal of the human form of life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Gaurachandra Bhagavan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.